Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
To the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you another timely and powerful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz on world change through moral excellence. World change through moral excellence. As you can see, this is a discussion that is really needed today and right on time. Thank you for joining us. And we have some lovely guests today with us. But right now, we want to get the show started by letting you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now I will give you a quick review of what overview of what the discussion will be today. World change through moral excellence. Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, says in His final revelation in the Holy Quran that when people forget the law, they forget their own souls. Allah says all past generations rejected His truth and inherited the evils of their forebears. This is what we see today with this generation of people. So people understand that all good comes from Allah, and Allah says that evil comes from the evil deeds of the people. So every human being is their own slave master, and their only freedom from evil is the will of Allah, which is again all good. Allah says He created the nature of good in every human heart. So people, the human will without the guidance of Allah will lead to evil, and only Allah's will can save and protect the human will from human evil. And lately, people, our worst enemy has been our self-will. Yes, you can see. A very heavy, strong, and enlightening discussion today. One to really think about and ponder over, especially during the times that we're living in now. And now, without any further delay, I will give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. I would like to greet all my beloved listening audience in the greetings of peace from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He is As-Salam in Arabic. It means the peace. So we want peace. The only one that we can get peace from is our Creator. He is the source of all peace and perfection. And so we'll start like that. And then we'll start with the opening prayer, a chapter of the last and final revelations in the Quran, which really is a confirmation. It confirms all the revelations the Creator revealed, starting from the beginning of time with Adam, the first prophet, down to the last prophet, Muhammad. And it's clear truth. It's the only book on the earth that man hasn't been able to tamper with and change the revelations of Almighty God, Allah, and to what He wanted to be. So a lot of people now, you got more people now, even in Christianity, Judaism, and many, many other religions, they are accepting Islam. And I want to say this to you all, too, if you're not a Muslim by name. names. Me and a lady just got through talking. I was out here working in the field doing my ministry, and we were just got through talking about names don't mean nothing in terms of people talking about I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jew, or I'm black and I'm white. Me and the lady said it ain't but one God, and she a Christian, and her husband is a minister from South Carolina. And she said, we ain't nothing but, we both said it ain't but one human race. So, you know, the number one weapon and tool of our arch enemy, the devil, Satan, has always been what? Divide and conquer. And Almighty Allah, he kills that with this right here in the Quran when he says, I created the human race as nations and tribes that they might get to know each other and love each other and help each other and not despise and hate each other and disregard each other. And that's what me and the lady were saying, too, that we always put here on a mission of good, to do good and to help each other. This is what the Christian lady said. So you see, Islam is just a term in Arabic that means anyone who submits. They are holy. But their whole will, their whole being, that means your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul. If you submit your mind, body, heart, and soul sincerely to your Creator, He transforms your life. Then when people see you, the last prophet of Almighty God said, they don't see you. You remind them of God. That lady said, when I opened the door, I wasn't scared because when I looked at you, I could feel the God in you and see the God in you, and that made me feel comfortable. So people, Muslims, Christians, Jews, people in religion, you don't have to talk your religion. You don't have to broadcast your religion. You don't have to speak in Arabic Muslims to be a true believer in Almighty God Allah. You have to be a true, sincere human being who got the love of Allah in your heart, that good nature in you, He put in you, and love your Creator, and love your fellow human being, and love yourself, and know that Almighty Allah, the Creator, is love, and that you can't serve Him without showing love to His creatures. You got to show love to His creatures. And we say all the time that love is an action word. It's an action word, you know. And so if you're going to show faith in Almighty God, you ain't got to go around talking. It will show in your actions. It will show in your works. You will be living a life whereby your life will manifest good. Your life will manifest unity. You will work for the unity and the love of not only your family, your blood relatives, but your human family. Most people in religion, beginning with Muslims, they want to get together themselves in their own religion and act like the rest of the world don't exist. Me and the lady I just got through talking to, the minister, we said the work of our Creator is not in the church, the masjid, or the synagogue, or whatever you call your place of worship. The work of Almighty God, the Creator, is out in the street. Almighty God Allah said in the Quran that all His messengers and prophets walk through the streets. And this is where they got their followers. They didn't get their followers in high places from political leaders. No, they didn't get their followers from the rich. They followers came from among the poor and the despised and the rejected in the street. That's where their best followers came from, and history repeats itself. Nothing has changed. You got more hypocrites in all religion today than you ever had in the history since Almighty God, Allah, created the first human being, man and woman. It says in the Bible, in the Revelations, that in the last days you will find the devil in that place that you least expect him, in religion, not just in Christianity, in all religion. The devil told the creator, Satan told the creator when he got ready to put him out of heaven, he said, give me respite until you raise the human dead human beings up from their dead bodies, and you will see, I will show you that most of them will not even acknowledge you. They will be as if though I created them. I will have the men thinking that they are women, and I will have the women thinking that they are men. I will change their nature. And he have proved that today, people. I'm making a point. I'm making a point that when we, but this is what the Creator told him now. This is very important. The Creator told him, say, listen, I'm going to give you this respite. He could have destroyed him right then, and there wouldn't have been no evil existed, period. But evil is necessary to prove your faith. You're going to be tested. You got to be tested with evil to prove you truly believe and trust in Almighty God Allah. So Allah knew this, so he said, this will be good. I let this evil one down there on earth, and I put man and woman down on earth because they broke my law, and I'm going to test them with evil now. And I used to come to them, and they didn't have to call on me. But now, since they ate of the forbidden tree, I'm going to put them on earth, and I'm going to put Satan down there with them. And if they don't call on me, I'm not coming to them. So that was the punishment. He forgave Adam and Eve, but we have to be like your mother. She spank you when you do something wrong, but she don't try to kill you. God, Almighty God didn't try to kill Adam and Eve. He told them they were sure to die after they ate of the forbidden tree, which represented good and false knowledge mixed together. So down here in the world, that is what is destroying most people, not just in religion, most people, period, is mixing false and true knowledge together. And Almighty God, Allah's last prophet Muhammad said that, you know, what people are doing that's causing people to go astray from the path of Almighty God, their creator, is called bid'ah. Bid'ah is innovation. It's inventing your own ideals into the way that the creator has already set for everybody. He done already set a way set for everybody, and it's called a straight way. Now, I know I said a long, I've been speaking a long time before I said this beautiful prayer, but you'll appreciate it after I get through talking. And I'm through now with this portion, but the prayer goes like this. With Allah, the Creator's name, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful, Redeemer, all praise is due to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, Master, Ruler of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor. Those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. So this is what the opening prayer is for every human being on the earth if you want to be saved. You follow that prayer? Sincerely. And the man who was sent, the last prophet, follow his life example, called the Sunnah, or in Arabic, or his life example, you will go straight to heaven. You can't miss. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. Thank you, thank you. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. As you can see, he's coming in strong this Sunday. And he's telling to you like it is, people. Our discussion is world change through moral excellence. World change, and there is just so much that's happening now all over the world, people, all over the world. Especially, that's where the problem is coming from, is itself. More degraded. We have no morals today. We just do what we want to do any way we want to do it. There's a time that came and said, do your own thing. And ever since then, we've taken it and gone down here with doing your own thing. And the own thing is thinking about what? Self. Your own thing is self, which is thinking about self-destruction. And Imam Shaheed is definitely on time today. So we want to thank him for this beautiful, timely discussion. And let remind you that you are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shaheed Jabbar. I was busy here looking for something I really couldn't find and trying to locate. I think I finally located it. So now I want to bring to you a guest that we seem to have with us this morning, I see. That guest, again, is our beautiful brother, Imam, from Winston-Salem, Imam Abdul Karim.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, the beautiful opening dua, you know, our opening prayer, the mother of the Quran, Umul Quran, and all praise is due to Allah. And that is, you know, I always say that's a, you know, that's a Muslim prayer, but that's a prayer for everybody. That's a prayer for
all mankind.
It's the Lord's Prayer. I mean, it was taught to us by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and
that
he teaches us is because Allah wanted us to know it, because God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, wanted us to know it. So, I mean, that just hearing the words, all praise is due to Allah, the most
gracious, the
most merciful, the creator of everything that we know about and that we don't know about. You alone we worship. I mean, just the words. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. We don't worship anything but God, and we only, all our help comes from God. So even if someone else gives us something, thank you, and we appreciate you, but we know that you couldn't have given us that if God didn't want us to have it.
That's
and we
right.
know if God wanted us to have that thing, no one could take it away from us.
Sure could.
You know,
yes,
so it's a beautiful prayer, and it just starts off every other prayer that we make. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. Show us the straight path. I mean, the first thing that we could ask in that prayer that we ask Allah after glorifying, the thing we ask is that He shows us the straight path. What better piece of information could we possibly have on this planet than for Allah to show us the straight path to Him? Because no matter what else you have, you a loser if you don't have the straight path. Whereas if you have the straight path, no matter what happens to you, you a winner if you have the straight path. Because that's the path that leads us to our salvation, leads us to paradise. And I think, Imam, you had mentioned before on another show about a person that just gets whiffed over the hellfire. Just a whiff of the hellfire. And that person was in the dunya, I mean, in normal life, he was wealthy. He never had to work a day in his life, never walked to school, always got out of limousines to go into the school, always had the best name brand clothes and the finest house and the finest everything. He gets whiffed over the hellfire, he's going to think he never seen a good day in his life. He never had anything good. He is the worst decrepit person in the world. And then somebody who had the exact opposite and never had a silver spoon, can't spell silver spoon, had to work for every single thing, lost every turn. He gets whiffed over to paradise, and he's going to say, I never had a bad day in my life. I never missed anything. So how much better can it be than asking God to show us the straight path, the path that you have blessed, not the path that angers you, not the path of people who have earned your wrath, not the path from people who have gone astray, because who in their right mind would want to purposely go astray? So thank you for the dua, and I'm going to sit back and listen some more, inshallah, and share if Allah blesses me too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother Imam, and it's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
It's always a pleasure to feel your spirit, and it's always a pleasure to hear you break down, in real simple terminology, the truth of our Creator, because he said he have made his truth clear and plain for all people to understand. In fact, when he said he created the nature of good in every human being, he was putting in you then his goodness so that you would recognize his goodness in this evil world. And he gave you us a head start on evil by putting his goodness in us. And you hear a lot of people that are very ignorant say we were born in sin. No, that's ridiculous. We were born in a world that already had evil in it. But we, as human beings, created, like me and the lady was talking today, in the mother's womb, we was created in three veils of darkness and water. And we with water, the water itself represents what? Moral purification. And the veils of darkness represent that we come in this world knowing nothing, and we leave this world knowing nothing. We come, darkness represents ignorance, and light represents enlightenment or understanding. When we come out into the light, it don't just mean that our body come out into the light of this world. It means that when God, Allah said, when he put his spirit in our body, it turned on our soul and we became living souls and we became intelligent, thinking creatures as human beings, knowing the difference between what? Right and wrong. So that's why the sister said today, and it's so true, we talk about, as African Americans, the white man put us in slavery and how bad it was and this and that. And yeah, no, we have a legitimate point. Other people was in slavery too, the Jews and other people. Slavery has always existed. But the real slavery for any people throughout history has never been the slavery of their body. It's been the slavery of their soul, their heart, and their mind, their thinking. So every man and woman is their own savior. No one can save you. Because why? The Creator, Allah, when he created every human being, he created you with a mechanism in you to save yourself. You know what that mechanism is? It's simple. It's his goodness. His goodness will save you from your own evil. He said all good that happens to us come from his goodness. He's all good. And he said that all the bad that happens to us as people, it comes from our own, as the sister said, our own will. Our own will leads us to do what we want to do, and it leads us into evil. It opens us up for the influence of the evil Satan to whisper evil to us to destroy ourselves and to destroy our brothers and sisters among mankind. And if you don't have God consciousness in you, if you ain't remembering that God created you to be good and to love your brother and your sister, if you forget God, in other words, I said in the talk, you forget the Creator, you forget what? You forget all good. So if you forget God, the Creator, who's all good, where are you going to get some good from? Where are you going to get some good from if you forget the one that's all good? You're not. Your mind is going to become idle, empty, and an empty mind is the devil's workshop. He loves for you to forget your Creator. Because that's the only way he can come in our life is when we forget our Creator. Mm-hmm. And our Creator say, Allah say, if we remember him, he will remember us. So no matter what you go through in this evil world here, and the Creator do say this world is evil, Allah say the root of all evil is the love of all these material things and the love of people too, worshiping people and worshiping anything in this creation materially that he created. He said, when you take anything as an idol God, that's what me and the lady was saying today, then you have gone astray from that beautiful straight path the man was talking about that leads you straight back home to the eternal paradise in the gardens of bliss with your Creator in the hereafter, which there is no death. You will live forever And as the imam said, you the blitz and the enjoyment is just you can't even really fathom it. It's just it's too much for the human mind to conceive. And the evil that the evil people will go to the place called hell, that like the imam said, if you was rich here, you would just. And he didn't say get going into heaven or hell. He said if they get a whiff, that's just a smell. Huh? That man gonna wish that rich man here gonna wish he was never even born. He gonna wish he never even was created. Allah say they gonna be wish that he gonna wish he was could be reduced to dust. That means that he was never even created. See, because we was created out of the dust, you know, and clay, mud. And Allah say the people that's going to heaven, he say that what he got for you in his heaven, no eyes have seen it. No one can imagine it. He give us a little description in the Holy Quran enough to let us know how beautiful it is. And I want to say this, in particular to the Muslims, those that call themselves Muslims, who think that Islam is just living in this world and living in their own Islamic world and not trying to share Islam with other people. Islam is a way of life for all people and all creation. Islam means submission to the will of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Everything that was created to submit to the will of the creator. And the creator, Allah, says, for you Muslims in particular, he say that if you don't go forth in his cause and spread his love and his truth to the rest of the world, he say he will forbid you his garden of paradise and your abode will be the hellfire. Understand that now. Excuse me. You got to work your way to heaven. You can't just sit back. Even a lot of people, like the man was saying, they do a lot of good. And they are, and basically, if you just look at a lot of people in the world today that's doing a lot of good, you would think, well, most of the people, they're going to heaven. They make their prayers, Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever. They pay their tithes, and as they said, are they a sadaqah or zakat for the poor do, and they fast during Ramadan, or they fast to please their creator. They're doing a whole lot of good. And basically, that's right. But Almighty God, Allah said on the day of judgment, he's the judge. He knows things we don't know about each other and ourselves. He said on the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, out of all the people he created, 999 people are going to hell, and only one person out of 1,000 is going to heaven. Now, why is that? You think about that for a moment, and then I'll share with you why is that. He said, because all the good those people did, they did a lot of good. A lot of good. He said, some of them done so much good, it would mount up to a mountain. That may be somebody with $1 billion who spent that $1 billion just to be a building for people and help people and stuff. But the biggest key to getting in paradise is not the good deeds we do here. It's our intentions. He said the reason 999 is going to hell is because their intent for doing all the good they did, whatever you want to call your religion, it was for your own self-glory. You wanted people to talk about you and say, oh, Brother Shaheed or Brother Abdul Kareem, oh, man, they gave a lot of money. Man, they helped a lot of people, and you just gloat over that. I was at prayer service at Juma prayer this last Friday at our prayer service, biggest prayer service in the world of all people. You have about 3, maybe 4 million people around the world, if not more, praying at the same time to the one God of all races. This is also the day of judgment. The day we're going to be judged is Friday. And I went in there, and I felt like I was walking into a funeral parlor. The people looked so dead and lifeless. And one young lady I had knew for so long and tried to share this line with for over 30-some years, she, called me her enemy, and she didn't even want to look at me, and she just looked like somebody that had been in the casket and body had decayed for at least about a month. No life was in those people. So you don't get life just because you say I'm a Muslim. You don't get life because you say I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew. You don't get life because you do good. You get life because you surrender, you submit your will, your ways, completely to the will and the ways of the all-knowing and all-good and all-wise creator of the heavens and the earth, who created you in his likeness, not in his image. You don't have an image. Anybody seen him? He created us in his likeness. What is his likeness? When he put his good in our nature, he created us to be like him, to be what? Good. Good. That's being like God. It's good. So we don't need to be trying to be white-like or black-like. We need to be trying to be God-like. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Thunder broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this Sunday. As you can see, we have a very, very necessary all-time and enlightening discussion today regarding our true problem, which is our moral excellence. Yes, that's what we have to concentrate on, because there seem to be no morals today. There seems to be no standard of living. There seems to be no right and wrong. Do what I do. And this is the result of everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody's into self and what self wants to do. Even the head. When the head is corrupt, what do you expect the rest of the body to be? So, as you can see, this is not just in the United States now. This is world. I've on Facebook, and they had some very interesting information comes through first. And one of the discussion posts was about Israel. It says that Israel admits to sterilizing black Ethiopian Jewish immigrants without their knowledge. This is after many years of denying it. Israel finally admitted in 2013 that it had been secretly injecting undesirable sterols into immigrants, Ethiopian Jews, with birth control drugs to involuntarily sterilize them. The Israelite Health Ministry Director has now ordered gynecologists to stop administering the drug. And they said the prime minister, they have just set him down, I understand, the Greek minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, I can't pronounce that name really, but anyway, he was set down this week, I understand. He warned that illegal immigrants from Africa threatened our existence as a Jewish and democratic state. That's what he would say. Yes, and as a result, they were sterilizing the Egyptians, you know. They're just like, they're from Africa, so you know, black people. Without their knowledge that they were being sterilized. So it's the evilest has spread far and wide all over the world, every nation. And then another thing we have here that we're talking about was, and so it's trying to be. Majority of world produce and food now comes from China, and actually, the garlic, the majority of our garlic that today is from China, which is amazing. And people, guess what? They say that this garlic from China is now one of the most poisonous things that we can eat. It's why, because I was trying to find the other part. I had two pages to it. Oh,
well, sister, I don't want you to take, sister, excuse me. I don't mean to cut you, but I don't want you to take too much longer because it's important that I want to bring out. I was talking to the lady in my ministry, and we were just talking how, you know, most people are so caught up into the material world that their mind is distracted from being able to hear Almighty God Allah. And I did want to say one thing that it's always important that when we mention about the people and what Allah or the Creator say about them, he never say all of his people is bad. He always say that he say most. He even told Satan, he said, you will be able to get most of the people. I'm gonna allow you, but you won't be able to get my sincere servants who've been what? Purified by my grace, through my grace. And how do we receive the grace of our Creator to save us? It's by having a pure heart. It's by having a pure heart. So I'm going to let you finish, but I had to put that in there, being the host. I cannot just let something go and the show is over and I didn't bring it out. But every human being, like I said, even though evil is done blanketed this world, this is a world of evil. If we were put here to be tested. So, therefore, the Holy Quran, Allah teaches us to expect evil to do these things, what you're saying. But he tells us how we can defeat evil. Evil has always been defeated on this earth. And evil is going to be defeated today. But there's a certain method that the Creator has created to defeat evil. And that method is called what? Holy Quran. What is Holy Quran? Holy Quran is the book of enlightenment. Holy Quran is the book that leads people out of spiritual darkness, the only book, into spiritual light and understanding, so they will know that this material world we're in is an illusion and the real world is the spiritual world beyond. And as I said again, Allah said the root of all evil is the love of yourself and this material world. So all evil comes from the love of ourselves and the love of material things. So, you know, I just wanted to say that because even though you got evil leaders doing what you say they're doing, they can only do it by the permission of the Creator and his knowledge. And he's even allowed Donald Trump to become the president. Well, you had in the United States, the leading government in the world, Obama in there. He was a good man, good president. They didn't appreciate Obama. Even Donald Trump talked about him and said he wanted an American citizen. And I recently heard that he went over to China or somewhere over there, Beijing, and the man was mistreating his people. And the governor, the leader over there, the president, and he went along with him saying, what are you doing? It's all right. So you can see that study history. We always had these tyrants like this. And Allah said in the last days that we're in, he said the religious leaders would be godless. I mean, they wouldn't have God in them. And he said the political rulers of governments would be oppressive. I'm through, but I had to get that out.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Imam. Yes, and that's exactly what I was trying to say. Things are happening, they're happening, and what is really going on. How is that, people? We let us know the evilness to the extent that it is today. Why this world must be destroyed? Because it's gone away from the Quran. It's gone away from Allah's way. It's gone away from the right way. Man chosen to be himself. See, he doesn't want to hear about the God. So these are the results, and this is what we know about from some of these things that are happening. We need to know what is going on. One thing is the saying that China is, even though Hawaii is known to be the capital of the world of garlic, it is China where most of the garlic is being produced and sold. And all kinds of chemicals and poison into the garlic and grow from the earth and all kinds of chemicals and poison. And as a result, in the cause of laboratory and can even cause death And most of the world is buying garlic from China. This is where you're getting it from. So they're letting us know that if you want to get the garlic that's being produced in California, buy that garlic. They still show the roots at the end of it, and it's large. It's bigger than the ones. It's white, pure garlic. It looks all white and cleaned and all. That's from China, and it is poisonous. So these are the things we need to know in order to help ourselves, and Allah sends knowledge out to us through us, through one another. And this is all because man has gone astray from Allah, gone astray from the right way, and is doing his so-called own thing. So this is what I was trying to make the people aware of. Showing exactly why this world, why we are having these things happening to us as we are having this happen today. And you are so right, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. You have to get back to letting people know that the answer is the Quran. It is the answer. It is the book, and the only book with all the true knowledge that has not been tampered with. And it is Allah, it's the true God, the true one, the all in all. So this is who we must turn back to, if we want this corruption to stop.
That's right.
If you don't have anything right now, if you want Brother Imam Abdul Kareem to speak, Imam Abdul Kareem to say a few words right now.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit, sister, so I could hear half of what you were saying. You were kind of fading in and out. I wasn't sure if it was my connection or yours, but alhamdulillah.
No, she was breaking up a little
bit. Okay, so I wasn't sure. I thought I had four bars I was looking, but so I only caught half of or some portions of what you were saying. But, you know, alhamdulillah, I was reading some Quran while you were talking, and I was basically caught up, because whenever I start to read Quran, especially if I'm looking for something, I end up finding something different than I was looking for. And that's, I guess, just the beauty of Allah's book, because it's, you know, every time you read it, you're going to find something new. Even if you think
that's
you
right.
know what you're reading, yeah. And that's why when I listen to the show, even though I might hear some things that I've read or that I know, you know, just hearing them from a different person or hearing them from a different point of view is almost like hearing it again, brand new, and a reminder
that's
benefits
right.
the believers, you know. So, yes, a reminder, alhamdulillah, benefits the believers. It'll take somebody who believes, who doesn't have arrogance, who's not trying to make himself grand. When he hears a reminder, it'll humble him or her.
That's right.
And, you know, it'll humble him or her to the words that Allah is saying. And any of us could have fault. Any of us could look at where we are, what we're doing, and say, you know, I could do it better. Or I'm not perfect. Or, I might have some fault in this. And when you listen to other people or you read Quran for yourself, you're going to see whatever message that Allah wants to give you. You're going to see it and you're going to get it, as long as your heart is open and as long as you're humble and not trying to aggrandize yourself into something that you're not, because none of us are nothing. There's nothing in any of us unless it's with Allah. Unless it's with
That's
Allah
right.
and we get his mercy. Because without it, we're all just zeros, and you could think you're the biggest fish in the tank, but, you know, you're not the biggest fish in the tank. If you don't have Allah's mercy, you're just what they call a guppy or a little goldfish or something. Alhamdulillah, one verse in the Quran that I read in Surah Al-Kahf, we're supposed to read this every Friday. We try to, and of course, sometimes we fall short. But it just opens, Alhamdulillahilladhi anzalala al-badihi al-kitab, where Allah says, all praise be to Allah who hath revealed the scriptures unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness. Any crookedness. So we know we could read a book that we're fortunate enough to have that we're not going to find any mistakes in, that we're not going to find any inaccuracies in. Anything that's in there, Allah said it, and he said it on purpose. He didn't make, Allah doesn't make mistakes. He
that's
said
right.
it for a reason. That's alhamdulillah. And if somebody could bring forth that reason to you because you didn't see it, then that's just a blessing. And that's our responsibility. That's part of the work that the imam said we have to put forth. You can't just think you're going to be a Muslim and sit in your own house and just be a Muslim all by yourself. You have a responsibility as a Muslim, as a believer who has the book where, that has no crookedness, to go out there and share it, to go out there and share what you know, and to go out there and learn more yourself.
Right.
Opening. Yeah, that's alhamdulillah. The first thing that our prophet was told was ikra, read.
That's right, read.
Read, ikra, read, go out and read. And he's like, I'm not a reader. I'm not somebody who reads. I don't read. Read, he was told again. Angel Jibril told him that three times. Ikra,
that's right.
Read. We have to educate ourselves. We can't just sit around, and on the day of judgment, things don't go our way, and we say, oh, well, so-and-so told us, or this is what I saw on TV, or no, read, read. And what do you want to read? What's the best thing you could read? What I just told you of, that Allah says, praise be to Allah who hath revealed the scriptures unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness. So you want to know what's the best thing to read? The best thing to read is a book that doesn't have any crookedness, any
mistakes. That's right.
The only perfect book on the planet is the Quran. And no matter
That's
what
right.
language you speak, there's a Quran that you could find the meaning translated into that language. So there's no excuse for anybody who speaks any tongue anywhere.
That's
read.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. So
Allahu
a
Akbar.
Thing to share, Allahu Akbar, and listening is part of helping you understand, helping me understand, and, you know, alhamdulillah, shukran for the show, and shukran for sharing, and that's all I wanted to say, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. It's always beautiful when you explain, you know, this beautiful truth in such a clear way, you know. The truth is clear, you know. One of the titles of the Al-Quran, the Holy Quran for all people, is Al-Diyanna. It doesn't matter if I'm not saying every Arabic word, like pronouncing it like somebody. Well, man, I ain't studying people. It's the meaning behind it. What do Al-Diyanna mean? It means the clear evidence. Who can give you clearer evidence of his truth than Allah, your creator? And Allah also says in the Quran, whose word can be truer than my words? You tell me. I want to know. I'm listening. I'm all ears. Whose word can be truer than the Creator, who knows all? But as the sister was opening and talking, and the subject of today's topic is changing this world, through moral excellence, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet of our Creator, Allah, he said, righteousness is good morality. So this is what the world needs today. The world needs good moral examples. It don't matter whether you say you're Muslim or what your name is. You can be and say, you Muslim, Christian, whatever name, and be the most corrupt person on the planet. And in fact, that is indeed how it is with most people in religion anyway. Islam, too, most of them wearing these beautiful, godly names, and they are living corrupt, evil lifestyles. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. I've never seen in the South, a southern boy, an apple tree bear no peaches. So
symbolically, I'm just saying, if you're godly, you're known by your godly works. And if you're ungodly, you can say you're godly, but if you're doing ungodly works, your ungodly works contradict your belief in God. It's your works. Allah said he's going to judge us by our intentions and our works, our actions. So you know, if you got good intentions to please your Creator, you got to bring your actions in accord, in agreement with your intentions before the Creator will accept your good. And like they may have always said, and this is very important, I had to grow, it took me a long time to get this too. You know, we can say a lot of times, even as Muslim Christians or whatever, but, oh, yeah, I know I'm doing good, the best that I can and whatever. But, you know, we should stay humble and just always think in this way right here that I can't, I hope that my Lord accept my good. Don't be arrogant. Don't think, oh, I know I'm good. I make my salat. I know I do this. You don't know nothing. You know, you can't speak for the Creator. He's going to judge you. You ain't going to judge him. So let him be the one to determine whether your good is acceptable to him. Don't you go around looking for no man or woman to validate your goodness. Your good got to be validated by the Creator before it is accepted by the Creator. I'm through. Peace.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Sam Tahiti Shema, the Bounty of the Creator, which is brought to you this Sunday at 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you for joining us. Those of you who have been coming, push the number one button on your phone. You never will be up in the studio. I'm glad to have you. I would love to have you join us and get some feedback. And now to you, our brother, now Abdul Kareem from Winston Salem. We'll have you come in from there.
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. Well put, Imam. What you were saying, that was very well put. There's a surah in an ayat in a surah of Tawbah, which is, means forgiveness, surah of Tawbah in Quran, and it's just one ayat, and I think it can apply. And in English it reads, and nothing preventeth their contribution should be accepted from them, save that they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and they come not to worship as idolers, and they pay not their contribution except reluctantly. So, and what Allah is saying is that nothing prevents, like, you know, Allah is waiting to give good. He has good waiting for us. And there's some people that nothing prevents their contribution to be accepted except that they don't believe in Allah. They don't believe in the Creator of the world correctly. They have their own opinion on everything, instead of going to the Quran, instead of going to the book that has no mistake, instead
That's
of
right.
going to the best book, like you just mentioned, what better can you read? What better information? Where are you going to go? How smart do you think you could be if you're going to walk around lost, avoiding the one book that has complete truth, that has no mistake? You could do all the good deeds you want. Who do you think they're going to reach if you're doing them to please yourself? If you're doing
right.
to please everybody, to show off, to try to act like you're the big man on campus or the big woman on campus, to try to act like you're a big shot, who your deeds are not going to reach Allah like that. You could do
no.
all of them that you want. You know, Allah does not need us. I
no.
do a good deed. You do a good deed. It does not Allah doesn't need that. We're not doing Allah a favor. We're doing ourselves a favor by doing a good deed to please our Lord. We're
That's
doing
right.
ourselves a favor. You're not doing anything. We're not increasing Allah's we're not increasing what Allah has by one bit. And if we take
right.
something off of the earth, we're not decreasing what Allah wants or what Allah has and his
That's
dominion.
Right.
We're not decreasing his kingdom one bit. Allah's kingdom
right.
is everything. He owns and has everything. So any good we do, we're doing it for ourselves.
That's right.
And who is the biggest loser except somebody who thinks they don't have to do something to please their Lord? They could just walk around and please themselves and do whatever they want for themselves. They don't have a Lord that they have to please. We are all slaves to the creator of the heaven and earth. As African Americans, we don't want to hear that word slave because of the way the Western society made slavery. We don't want to hear that word slave, but when you're a slave to your Lord, it's a whole different ballgame. You're a slave to your Lord who you love, who you know created you, who you worship every day, hopefully five times a day minimum. When you're a slave to that Lord, you're the best person on the planet. And
That's
the only
right.
person better than you is somebody who's closest to their Lord and doing more good than you to please their Lord.
That's
and
right.
That's it. So nothing's going to stop your good deeds, our own good deeds. And my lips are closest to my mouth when I'm, you know, speaking for me to hear it. But this ayat tells you nothing prevents your contribution to be accepted. Except that you disbelieve in Allah and his messenger, and they come not to worship save as idols, and they don't even pay. When they do something good, they do it reluctantly. You don't even want
That's
it to
right.
be good if it ain't for yourself. If you ain't
That's
feel
right.
like you get nothing out of the deal, you do it reluctantly. You wouldn't help your own
That's
parents
right.
if you didn't have to. If you didn't think
That's
somebody
right.
was watching, you wouldn't help your own parents.
That's right.
Okay. That type of behavior is not going to get you paradise. And if
no.
you're not doing all of this thing for paradise, we already a loser. And that's all
right.
I got to say. You know, that's it.
Well, you,
if you're not
you,
doing this to get to paradise, you already a loser. I said,
you said everything. I mean, you know, you said everything. The only purpose of life that we were given here on earth is to be tested to see who would qualify to be able to come back home, go back home to our Creator and his what? Eternity. One of the things I want to read, I can't find these glasses, but I think I can see it. But mainly what it is saying is that this, you know, the Creator of everything and everybody, he created all nature good. Even in the Bible, in the Genesis, and this is true in the Quran, it confirms itself, or the truth. It says, Allah, or the Creator, created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, right? And it says every day that he created everything in the heavens and the earth, he ordained, or he deemed that it is good. So all of the evil that you see in this creation in the heavens and the earth, like the sister was saying, it ain't coming from the Creator or the brother, ma'am, I said. It's coming from people, and it ain't even coming necessarily directly from the devil, the Satan. It's coming directly from people. Evil couldn't even exist in this world. The devil couldn't even, Satan couldn't even exist in this world in our life if we wasn't into our own selfishness, self-pride. There was a movie called The Devil's Advocate. And on this movie, briefly, the man had been freed from the devil, and then the devil got him back by what? Self-pride. He said, that's what I love the best about his pride. Because you know that's what got him put out of heaven. Cut off from Almighty God, Allah's guidance. It's self-pride. Almighty God said he had a plan, Allah. And then you know if he got a plan, it's good for everybody. And he didn't want to accept the plan of Allah. So that's how most people live down here on earth. They just like the devil when they want to do what they want to do, and they don't want to accept the will or the plan of Allah, the Creator, which is all good. They make their whole self devil, and then they become partners with the devil in working to destroy the human soul. Because as the Imam said, our Creator Allah, he's worthy, free of all needs, worthy of all praise. And he said he's going to change this world and make it back right, whether Muslim, Christian, Jew, or anybody do any good. He said, it's my creation down there too. I'm just allowing y'all a little respite in y'all evil and to give y'all a chance to get it right. So every day he gives you, you got another chance to get it right. You blow that day, you might not get another day to do it right. And if you don't live every day like it's your last day, it's impossible that you're going to heaven. Because you don't know the moment you're going to die, the second or the breath, last breath you're going to take. So Allah says to all people, not just Muslims, he said, don't die unless you're what? Submitting your will to my will, which is what? Good. So he said, if you die in sin, no matter how much good you've done, you're going to hell. Because he said, you got to die the same way he created you. He created you in a state of purity. You knew no evil. I got you. I got you. And he said, don't die unless you die in a state of purity. So with the 2 minutes we got, I hope you've enjoyed the program. And I will give way now to Imam Abdul Kareem and let him say a few words and give the opening prayer and conclude the program for today. And thank you all for listening. And thank you all for who participated.
Alhamdulillah. And I'll close the same way that you opened, Imam, with the mother of the Quran, our opening. When you open the Quran after Bismillah, the first thing you're going to read is this surah. And we start every prayer with it. And I want to end with it. And it goes like this: in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the ruler of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, and you alone we pray for help. Show us the straight path, the path of those whom you've blessed, and not the path of those who have gone astray or who have earned your wrath. Amen.
I mean,
anything we said correct is from Allah, and anything we said incorrect is from ourselves, and we seek Allah's forgiveness. Akuli karihadin, astaghfirullah, atubu alaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Amen.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us. And ask you to join us again next Sunday, same time, 12:30
PM Eastern Standard
Time.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates, but there's no time like the present to give love, and not hate.
Just give love,
and if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something
wrong.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're your neighbor.
And
the
hand.
have lots of neighbors.
That's true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's true, too.
And I'm their friend, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration of God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those who call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Evil the world gets, and we won't change no matter how mean people get, and we won't change no matter how cold people get, because we know that love can conquer all, and we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind, that final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.